2 minutes away from seven, time to talk finance with Sue Lannan. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
And the IMF says it needs more money to bail out debt-laden countries.
Yes, the IMF says it needs up to $500 billion, in fact, to bail out troubled countries like Greece and other struggling European nations. It says it lacks the firepower to be the world's lender of last resort. And in fact, it estimates it will need about $1 trillion in coming years.
So that's why. Pass the hat.
Yes, so it needs to raise the extra money, but already there's been reaction from donor nations. The US says it won't ask Congress to boost the IMF's war chest.
And on the markets?
Well, we're seeing stocks gain on Wall Street with about an hour of trade to go. A short time ago, the Dow Jones Index was up 75 points to 12,557. And a lot of the gain's been because there's been some good local figures out. US factory production grew at the fastest pace in a year. And Goldman Sachs, the bank known as the great vampire squid wrapped around the face of humanity. I love saying that.
That one, yes.
Yes, says fourth quarter profit dropped by more than half to $1 billion, but it was better than expected. And just quickly, the Australian dollar is buying around 104.2 US cents.
Sue, thank you very much. Finance there with Sue Lannan. Coming up to 7 o'clock news and AM. After 7.30 this morning, we'll be talking with Acting Treasurer Bill Shorten on the rather bad news from the World Bank overnight and the storm clouds gathering on the world economy. But now at 7 o'clock, it's news time.